This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Howdy there. Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It is a Thursday morning. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Hello.
Thanks for filling in for me yesterday.
No problem.
I had, I was tired, I'm not going to lie, after volunteer fair, but I went home that night and was able to relax and get to sleep, and then my left contact kind of crinkled in my eye overnight, and I woke up yesterday morning, and man, my left eye looked, I mean, it was swollen and red, and so I made a few texts, and you guys covered me till 9:30, and for about, I don't know, from like 8 to 9:15, I just laid in bed with a wet wash rag on my left eye, and I came in, and it was still hurting. I mean, it hurt till about noon yesterday, and I thought I did some real damage, but nonetheless, thanks for sliding in here for me.
Yeah, he's back, guys. You can't tell he was actually halfway having issues yesterday.
Well, Russ came in. I knew I had to be here by 10 for the bid for bargains, and Russ came in, and I told him, I said, I'm not winking at you, I promise, because the whole half hour or 45 minutes, I was just like, oh, boy. But nonetheless, we're okay, and we all survived the volunteer fair. What a nice venue the 51 West Event Center is. I wouldn't expect anything else from Dr. Jill, but wow, just to get in there, and there's a lot more room than I thought. And I didn't even get a chance to go upstairs or anything. I was going to ask her for a quick tour, but maybe another time. Yeah, it was everything I expected and more. So we had a good time. I've yet to hear opinions on like the crowd. What do you have an opinion on that? It's kind of deceptive sometimes if you have a smaller
and the thing
venue.
Of it is, and I had two or three people ask me, you know, at the venue, and I said it's hard to say because this is our third event and our third different venue.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's deceptive just to say if it was better or about the same. I would say it was probably about the same, maybe a little better. But I can't really, you know, 100% say that for sure because
the rooms are different sizes of where we've been.
That's right. And until the time comes that we actually take a body count, we're probably never going to know.
We think of everything on this. We've done this for several years, putting on events and stuff, but we just never think to count sometimes. I mean, I remember to do a head count every now and then at an event that we throw. But I was running around a little crazy that day, and as opposed to other days, right? And
no comment.
And I just forgot to do a head count at the peak time. But we hope everybody had fun that came in. And
from what I was told, from what I was talking to people, I'd say they did.
Yeah, and it was a nice day as well, so that helped. Well, it is WILO's Party Line. It is a Thursday morning. Mayor Chris McBarnes coming in here at 9 o'clock. There's a lot going on in Frankfurt. So
really?
Yeah. It seems like, you know, some of them are good. Some of them are a little less better, like, you know, fire cleanup and things like that downtown. But it's still things that deal with the city. And
well, let me just say this on
we have to adapt and
let
overcome.
Let me just say this on the fire cleanup. It's going to be a very tedious task because what they've got to do to keep everything from falling in the wrong way, they have to get up there in a bucket and basically
take it apart,
cut it apart,
yeah,
piece by piece,
yeah,
brick by brick, to get that stuff down without stuff going crazy.
Well, one thing I like is over the last couple of days, well, week or so since I've been working on this, when I drive past, they clean as they go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still unfortunate and sad, but they're just cleaning up as they go. It's
I, of course, you never would have known until some of that stuff gets pulled away, but back there near the alley, I'd never dreamed that there was that much stuff back in that part. And every time I drive by there, it just shocks me to see how much, you know, debris is still back there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Me too.
I mean, I expected it out towards the front, yes. But in the back, I don't know really what I was expecting. I just didn't think it would be quite that much debris in the back.
Right. Well, once it all falls apart and stacks up, you know, that kind of puts it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have Mayor Chris in here at 9 o'clock, and we appreciate his support of Wylo and his friendship. Well, I wanted to mention this. Boone County Chamber Home and Business Expo is going on today and tomorrow. This is at the Boone County 4-H Fairgrounds at the Witham Health Services Pavilion in Centennial Hall on, let's see, that's 100 South in Lebanon.
Been there.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I've been there.
I've been past it, but
yeah, you know, that was part of the when the fair council took us to.
Oh yeah,
Hendricks
guys did the tour.
Went to Hendricks County, went to Boone County on that day. So yeah, I've been to both those places.
They've got it together in Boone County, don't they?
Yeah, well, they really got it together in Hendricks County.
Yeah, I heard. You're not the only person that told me that.
Yeah, they really got it together there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with learning.
That's right.
From other communities, right?
That's right.
Boone County BooneChamber.org for more information. Now it's tonight, tomorrow night, 4 to 8, free admission. And they'll have a pancake supper tonight with the Kiwanis Club of Lebanon. And then family night tomorrow night, again, at the Boone County 4-H Fairgrounds. So I talked to their lady earlier this week. We told them we'd give them a little pub here on Wylo. 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 800-447-4463. Now, we're having Mayor Chris in here at 9, and we kind of flip-flopped with Jason and Sam. They'll be in tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Yeah. Well, if there's something on your mind, we can talk about it. I saw are we in the path of this bomb cyclone they're talking about?
Yes, because if you look at the forecast, look at Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that.
Look at Sunday night.
Sunday night, we're looking at cloudy, chance of rain showers, maybe mixed with snow showers at a low of 35. So we're kind of on the cusp of it, right?
Right. We're going to get the winds today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get all the snow. We're going to, and the nice thing about the snow, if we get it on Sunday night, it won't be around very long on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to feel for those people out there. Nebraska's getting another dumping of snow, literally.
Right, right.
And then we're not talking about inches. We're talking about feet.
I know. I saw that last night.
I mean, we're looking at anywhere from 2 to 3 feet of snow. Not, you know, not inches, as I said. You know?
Right.
I mean, I know yesterday I was listening to, before AgriTalk came on, or they were saying during AgriTalk, that they already had, South Dakota already had 10 inches of snow yesterday. That's before it even started revving up.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So you know, and the problem is we could have something just as bad on the other end, because when the temperature warms up almost 40 degrees in a day, and with the winds going to be up, we could find some stuff materializing too if we're not careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got days like today with the wind advisory from 11 this morning till 8 tonight, but we start the morning out. What was it when you got here at 3:30 this morning?
Actually, it was 41.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's only gone up a degree, so it's all the further it's gotten to this point.
But by the end of the day, we're supposed to go up almost 40 more degrees.
Right. That's right. That's what I'm saying. So you get the warming of the day plus the winds. It could stir up anything.
Yeah,
and sure. With all the rain and the high percentages for precipitation coming in tonight, almost 100%. And then looking, you know, towards the weekend, there's a couple of days of back-to-back 90% chance days. I think it's Saturday night and Sunday, I think, or 90 and 70 or whatever it is.
Right.
So,
well, good chance of the rain showers. And, the temperatures look pretty decent, but warmer tonight, chance of thunderstorms – locally heavy rainfall possible after midnight, a low 52, and then windy and cooler tomorrow with a high 62. Not much cooler, though, but the winds is what gets you, right? We say that every time, but it's the truth. Uh-huh. So they got this bomb, what they're calling a bomb cyclone.
2.0 now.
Yeah, we already had one a month ago,
right? Yeah,
that's right. Blizzard warnings are in effect as the storm takes aim at the central and eastern U.S. with heavy snow, drenching rain, and flooding. A bomb cyclone is when air pressure drops rapidly and a storm strengthens explosively. This will be the second bomb cyclone in the same region in less than a month. Wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour are forecast. So that's pretty heavy stuff.
You know, and the thing of it is, and as we said, states like Nebraska, Kansas, and the Dakotas out there, you don't picture those as flood states. Well, they're going to be because of all the snow and all the rain they've got. And Nebraska was a mess before this last bunch came in.
I saw a disturbing, I follow the lieutenant governor of Nebraska on Facebook, and I saw a disturbing map she shared last night, and it was a bunch of counties in the northern part of the state of Nebraska where things were still frozen, lakes and rivers and stuff, and so when that melts, it could be a whole nother mess.
And see, what we've got to worry about is that, we've got to worry about when everything melts and starts heading down the rivers.
Yes, exactly.
Because, Mississippi would be the main affected one. However, the Mississippi connects into the Wabash, which gives us problems.
Right, right.
And as like I told Melissa this morning earlier, when I was over there last week, it wasn't too bad yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I can guarantee you it'll be bad about the next time I go, which I'm going to try and get over maybe yet this weekend. I don't know if we'll see. But, the Wabash is still decent. It's not out of its banks yet, but it won't take much.
Yeah, and you've lived there long enough, and you're around. You know.
Yeah, I know. And especially when you go over there at Danville, where it is, that thing is it's huge, and it goes into all those little low-lying areas that's real close to it. It's starting to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say probably after this weekend, it'll start doing it.
I've seen extensive flooding in southern Indiana for sure, and it's dangerous. It's
what it does, it just dissects areas, it cuts things off, and you can't get from point A to point B without causing some problems, and it impacts everything.
I can't imagine. It's hard for my little brain to imagine the power of water to where some of the photos I saw. Where you said cut things off, it also cuts things up.
That's right.
Like the roads.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Some of those. It's like there's just big areas, sections missing, and then here's part of a road, and then there's,
if you think about it, though, why do they always tell you don't drive in flooded areas?
Yeah.
Because the power.
You can't see what's underneath.
Well, not only that, but the power of water can carry you in places you don't want to go.
Yeah.
And you got no control.
Yeah.
So, that's the problem with it.
Yeah, I made the mistake one night. I was, I think I just got my license, and it was New Year's Eve, and I was going over to my then-girlfriend's house, and she lived on at the end of a long stretch, and it was low-lying, and we always knew it flooded.
Yeah.
So it was dark by the time I was going over there, and I got stuck. I got in the middle, and it was up to, my car window almost. And luckily, there was a truck out there that came out and got me and had to leave my car there. And, Mom and Dad were mad. That car was never the same either. But I was lucky because they were still waters, and I almost walked out. But it was scary.
Water is not a fun thing to play with. Even when you're in a pool, it's not necessarily a fun thing to play with.
Got
to
respect it.
That's right.
For sure.
You have to do that.
Well, on another note, Attorney General Bill Barr is standing by the redactions he's making in the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In a Senate hearing yesterday, Barr said redactions are required for ongoing criminal investigations, confidential grand jury material, and sensitive intelligence data. Now, I believe that, but we'll see. Right? I mean, I understand what they're saying. You got to take care of sensitive intelligence data. I agree with that. But we'll see, because I think they're saying sometime next week, maybe, releasing a redacted report. But you'll know, because some Democrats will be able to see it, and they'll start leaking it
I think certain Republicans will do the same thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. Read a good article yesterday how some Republicans are warming up to Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting.
It's going to, you know, it's it this you know the bad thing about elections, and it's, you know, and I'll just point blank say it, it's just going to get downright nasty, ugly, and it really makes you wonder: do we really want to have what we have? Do we want to keep it? Because all it is, it's just getting to be a, you know, nuts.
Well, I keep going back to what I heard over the weekend on the CBS Sunday Morning Show with Jane Pauley from JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Compromise does not have to mean cowardice.
True.
And
but the problem is that people don't know how to compromise anymore.
I know.
Oh, they just don't.
Senator Bernie Sanders says that he's out with his new Medicare for All plan. At an event in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Sanders said the fight for universal health care is a struggle for the heart and soul of who we are as Americans. The new plan mirrors Sanders' previous health care plan, only it provides additional long-term coverage for people with disabilities. 14 senators have co-sponsored the bill, including fellow presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Kirsten Gillibrand. So we'll see how that goes, too, right? I got to see some details.
Well, but, you know, here's the thing. And we can say anything we want to say about any party or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that there is, if somebody comes up with something like that, that people start to, you know, draw themselves to, it ain't going to matter. Somebody will just go, and then that person will get elected no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. It could be a snowball effect, especially with Bernie Sanders.
Well, I'm talking about any candidate. You know, mm-hmm. I think any candidate's possible to have that happen.
Mm-hmm. If you come up with a good plan, someone can get behind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say, you know, we can talk about Pete Buttigieg all we want. You know, we can talk about all the things he's done and everything else. Problem is, he's 37 years old, and everybody's looking for a fresh new mind.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will get behind that regardless of what he stands for, what he's done.
True.
And they will get behind that. If he comes up with anything at all, that may be the person that gets Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are sick and tired of Republicans keep marching these 70-year-old-plus men into the office. They are.
Yeah. Well, they say that if Biden actually decides to run, he would be the front runner, he and Bernie.
Well, the thing is, politics is a business where if you stay in it too long, you become the same thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't get out of it after X amount of time, you're in trouble.
Yeah, Biden was a senator since he was like 32, and now he's 77. I mean, he's, you know.
In other words, we're saying he was a senator when he was a pup.
Very much so.
But, you know, the thing of it is that the problem is the older you get, the more set you get in your ways, you're not willing to. That's our problem now. We're not willing to think outside the box. We're not willing to change. We want to keep it the same. I don't care who you are, what party you are. That's the problem we've got.
Well, Trump was definitely changed, you know.
Well, that definitely
was something wasn't always good or bad.
And I said this when Vern was alive, and I'll repeat the same thing. If Donald Trump has the success or continues to have any kind of success, what does that do to the party system we have in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not a politician. Regardless, mm-hmm. Because to me, there really is no straight Republican, straight Democrat, whatever, great Green Party, Libertarian, whatever the heck you want to call it.
Yeah.
We're all a combination of various things. So what I'm saying is that if any kind of a movie actor, like, you know, like we've had in the past, like Reagan,
mm-hmm.
if you have people like Trump, if you have somebody like, you know, we'll just say The Rock, for instance. I'm just throwing out a name.
Right, right.
If you have a celebrity type that winds up becoming a president, what does that say about our political systems in this country? I'm serious.
I agree.
Yeah, what does it say?
It almost makes a mockery of it in some sorts.
It's exactly what it is.
Well, the middle class is shrinking around the world, Ken.
Yeah, it is.
That's according to a global study released yesterday by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It found that middle-income households are disappearing in developed countries worldwide. The report says the share of middle-income households in developed countries fell from 64% in the mid-80s to 61% in the mid-2010s. The declines were larger in several countries, including the U.S., where the middle class is about 50% of the population. So I'm pretty comfortable as a middle-class citizen. I think I'm middle class.
Well, I would like to hope I am, too. But if you look at my pay, the answer is no, I'm not. But the reality is that the middle class, us, you, me, whoever,
mm-hmm.
we're having to foot more of the bills.
Yeah,
because everybody is going to the rich side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
and we're all getting stuck with the bills.
Well, I don't think the answer is making the rich people pay for it, you know, like some of the Democrats have put out there.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of companies who are making hand over fist that are not paying any taxes.
Yeah, I know. I know that too.
And I'm sorry, that is not right. I don't care.
We could do a lot with that, couldn't we?
That's right.
Let's see. What could we do to get ourselves upper class?
Well, hit the lottery for one.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
That's not realistic is right.
Hold on, let me think on that. I'd like to be upper class by next week or so.
Forget that thought.
Okay. Allergy.
I was going to say, if you want to waste your time on that, I got better things to waste my time on and things like that.
We're upper class here at the radio station because we recently had our remodeling, you know, in the last year or so.
That's
so we've moved up.
Yeah.
We're now middle to upper.
I hope we are.
Well, allergy season, Ken, is starting early this year. Yay!
Don't remind me, please.
Everybody's already walking around with the sniffles and the everything else, particularly in the Northeast and South, according to Dr. Rachna Shah of Gottlieb Memorial Hospital near Chicago. The allergy season is a perfect storm. Dr. Shah says warmer temperatures are creating types of pollen now that normally wouldn't be a problem until summer. She adds to stay ahead of the symptoms to get allergy tests now so doctors know what they need to treat.
Melissa and I were talking about this morning, and she said, I didn't see it, but they said there was this green cloud down in either North or South Carolina yesterday, I believe, that was strictly nothing but allergy. It was a cloud. It wasn't anything else.
Yuck.
Yeah, yuck is right.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know where mine is. I mean, you know, I know where my allergies are, and I know it's not much fun.
No, it seems like the last couple of years, as I've got a little older, I've been suffering for some allergies a little bit. I went 40 years, no problem.
And I will tell you this, the allergy medicine makers are making a mint because they've jacked the prices on that stuff. Even the generic knockoffs are expensive.
Even the over-the-counter stuff is pricey.
Zyrtec's $18 a bottle. I mean, what do you expect?
Right. Well, a bakery in Bronxville, New York, is generating buzz with a new creation dubbed the Cruffin. I kind of like this.
Yeah.
The unique item is a cross between a croissant and a muffin.
Uh-huh.
The owner of the Chantilly Patisserie tells the Journal News she spent 5 months perfecting the food. The bakery offers numerous different types of cruffins, including Nutella, apple pie, and Lucky Charms. The Cruffins have been selling like crazy, and the eatery is hosting the first ever Cruffin Day on Saturday. I like croissants, and I like muffins.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'd probably try a Cruffin.
However, I want different flavors.
Yeah, I mean, I could maybe, I want blueberry.
Oh, yeah, I'm a blueberry nut.
Yeah, blueberry or raspberry. Yeah, Lucky Charms just doesn't know.
You know, that's not one of my, and also, I'm sorry, Nutella.
Nutella, yeah.
I know several people who love Nutella. I'm sorry, I just can't get behind Nutella.
My daughters love it. And I can't get behind it either.
I just, ugh.
You know, Shell, my girlfriend, she was maybe a little ahead of the curve on this because sometime over the weekend she went to fix some brownies for the kids, just a little box brownie set. And, well, I eat some too. I'm not going to blame it all on the kids. But she went to fix that, and she had picked up the wrong box, and it was actually a box of chocolate muffins.
Mm-hmm.
But she made it like a brownie mix before she realized it was a box of muffins. So she puts it in the oven, and it comes out like 4 inches thick, you know. It's like after about a half hour, and I said, well, those look pretty good. I mean, a chocolate muffin, right, in the shape of a brownie. And they were pretty nasty. I didn't like them. They didn't have quite the chocolate taste, but they had a good texture, and the kids ate them and loved them and thought they were getting more because they fluffed up nice. And I actually cut me off two pretty good sizes pieces, and I went upstairs, and I ate part of one, and I said, these aren't very good, honey. And she said, well, give them to me, then I'll eat them. And she did. So maybe she was ahead of her time. She was doing the muffin brownie thing. It would be a bruffin, maybe.
No.
Or a Mountie. A Maryland man is celebrating a big lottery win for the second time in his life. This never happens to us, does it?
No.
The 75-year-old told Maryland lottery officials that the winning scratcher ticket came after he bought three tickets and didn't win a dime. The fourth ticket he bought netted him a cool $20,000. This isn't the first time he's won thousands of dollars from a scratcher game. Back in 2012, he won $30,000 on a scratch-off. That never happens to me. Ever, ever. I did win $100 one time several years ago on one scratch off. It was pretty cool. On a on a $5 ticket, actually. So, robocalls will be the subject of a Senate subcommittee hearing today.
Yeah, right.
Thankfully, the members will review the Federal Communication Commission's recent report on initiatives and progress to end illegal robocalls. The hearing is set to get underway at 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm so frustrated with these robocalls.
What do you want to make a bet that nothing gets done?
I don't know how they can. I mean, unless they throw some exorbitant fines on them or, you know, I just don't know. Because what will happen is I'll get a robocall, and it's telling me either about my student loan, which I don't have, my warranty for my car, which I don't have, or what's the other popular one? You got the student loan, the warranty, and there's another one that they always bug me about. I don't know. There's three, though. I'll get one, and then I'll block that number, and then the next day they'll call from a different number saying the same thing.
Yep.
So are you okay, Ken?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Pay attention here.
I know what you're doing. I'm thinking about something else.
I know. You're mentally thinking ahead, and I appreciate that. But
love you too.
So how do you get around that? You block the call, and they call back from a different number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know.
The problem is they're way ahead of everybody else. What they're doing is they're taking numbers out of your addresses and out of your things they can get a hold of. It's your personal stuff, and that's what they're doing.
Well, the thing I don't like is they'll get some local numbers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll call, it'll say Kirkland, Indiana, and I'm
right.
Like, oh, hey, my buddy in Kirkland's. Mm-hmm. No, it's not my buddy in
that's
Kirkland.
Right. It's not.
And one more here. Israel is hoping to make history today, Ken, with a small Israeli private spacecraft expected to touch down this afternoon in what would be the first privately funded mission to land on the moon.
Right.
The Bereshit spacecraft is set to land in the lunar plain known as the Sea of Serenity between 3 and 4 this afternoon. The spacecraft sent back images of the moon's far side last week. A successful landing will put Israel in the exclusive club that now includes the U.S., Russia, and China as the only nations to land spacecraft on the moon. Good for that little country.
Yeah.
All right. And I saw where Netanyahu got reelected, too. So
no comment there.
The collapse of the left continues.
No comment there.
Ken, thanks as always.
All right, no problem.
Mayor Chris McBarnes up next on Wylo's Party Line.